Drones depend on control links that can be lost, or potentially, as may have happened with the Sentinel, even taken over by the enemy. But what if a craft could operate on its own, free of any links, and even make its own decisions? In a lab at the University of Pennsylvania, Vijay Kumar is funded in part by the military to create autonomous drones that don't need external links and, like us, can sense their environment.
What you see on this robot are these two chips here, which are essentially RAID gyroscopes. These play the same role as the semicircular canals in the human body, located near the ears, which essentially tell us orientation. So the RAID gyroscopes that are on board can actually measure these angular velocities at thousands of times a second. This chip here is the accelerometer, and this allows the robot to sense accelerations in the lateral direction. So these are analogs to the measure acceleration of the human head.
When a human pilot feels an unexpected change in acceleration,
sweetheart, to adjust. We'll talk about it later.
The robots do exactly the same thing.
Done your homework?
The sensors adjust the craft by changing the relative velocities of the
robot. You finish your homework, all right?
Allow the drones to follow a leader with precision.
The fundamental problem of coordinating
is
the ability to maintain formations. What a robot has to do is determine where its neighbors are and figure out what their relative position is, and then monitor that relative separation very carefully. You only need to tell one robot how to move, and the other robots essentially maintain formation by just keeping a specified relative distance.
In the
figure eight, they come within inches of each other.
No man kisses another woman the way you did, regardless if it's his daughter or not. And I know what he's doing.
Honey, my daughter, our kid.
Our daughter.
There's
our
no
baby.
Sexual connotation involved.
Who the hell are you trying to know? The beach party, the driving movie, the boyfriend, the band, and so forth. What the hell are we gonna do?
Listen to me. When the time comes, we'll both sit down, we'll discuss it, we'll talk to her. Believe me.
I realize that we have to do things together. I just didn't think it was gonna happen so fast.
Men in the United States are tense.
Frank.
The tailors are the fashion people voted you as one of the 10 best dressed.
I know what you're saying is right.
With this body. I mean, how?
Maybe I'm wrong.
How'd you get on that list?
Things would work out.
Don't turn them.
It's not spicy. Is that true? The 10 best?
Well, that's what they said.
You're always so loving and kind and understanding.
No, you dress nice, but you don't know about clothes. You're from Nebraska.
What are you talking about?
You have eight guys say, that looks good, Johnny. You go, honest to God. You don't know about clothes. They lift it up to you and you wear those checkered shirts with the thing over the ears going,
let's go get a bottle of champagne.
Let's get some deer. Did you see deer out there?
I saw it.
That's the way Pittsburgh was.
I know you're out right.
No, what is that? Show $7,000 shirt.
I'm trying to hide things. Why put things behind those doors?
You got little embroidered initials on your shirt.
He's not here. He's not gonna walk in on us.
See a sucker shirts here. I don't know what that like. And you wear cufflinks.
Oh, no, we're cufflinks.
I thought, well, I saw you in the fair and had done cufflinks. Just a minute, boys. Try to wake yourself up. She could be.
As usual, Frank, you talked me into it.
No, he's starting to relax, and then you'll have a can of beer, and you'll just later go, did we do it, honey? You gotta keep alert. I want this
all
to
right, okay.
I don't want this to miss. You know I love you. You know that.
Okay.
It means a lot to me.
Now, you know, we're gonna end this, you know, in May. Now, are you gonna miss coming here?
You're leaving in May?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Frank,
you're going?
You know that.
Oh, well, I do. And I'm going to be very depressed for about 2 minutes. Thank you for 25 some odd years we met in New York.
That's right.
And I got news. God bless you. You're the best. And that's the end.
Well, that's you. Yeah.
Boy, you sure look big.
What's in here tonight?
I am. Rehearsal ran almost an hour over today. Choreographer wanted everything.
Absolutely perfect, darling.
This is me.
God, I look as bad as I feel.
Before you slash your wrists, would you come and wash my back?
They're your people.
Yes, my people. Persecuted people down.
You better hold your nose, though. You smell like a stevedore. I've been sweating so much all day.
If you were a stevedore, I wouldn't be wasting all this time in the tub.
As they were.
Courtney, darling.
You better believe it. I spent the night last night with Saul Jacobs, that new producer over at Columbia. I had to work for almost 2 hours before he could even get it up. Then he jumps on like a walrus and performs like a worn-out ball player. Three strokes and he's out.
Poor baby.
You brought here by force.
I'll buy you a dildo for Christmas.
If you're real good, I may let you borrow it.
If I'm good, I'll need it.
Football player.
Steve? You tried hard enough. God knows he's well hung.
It's you.
But he's still a kid. Just doesn't know what to do with what he's got.
Want me to show him for you?
It's you.
It's always one of your greatest virtues, sweetheart. Self-sacrifice.
You forgot humility.
It's you.
Well, I'll say one thing for Steve. Sure is a man. Squeezes so damned hard, I could take either one to a fortune teller and have his palm read. Where in hell did you come from?
The lower level.
Donna? One of your nutty friends is here.
Who is it?
What is it? It's a better question.
I'm a devil.
I'll bet you are.
Only one.
You don't believe me?
What? Strong, exciting, and rather stupid. I mean, commonplace.
That's a hell of a trick. How'd you do that?
I'm a woman.
Hey, what's going on out there?
You tell me.
Back into the mug. Oh, mediocrity. Is that what you want, safety? Is that
okay,
what happens to the scars?
That's enough,
that one gets fat and forgets.
What's your story?
Story?
Yes, and
what do you want?
And I have the
I want you to help me prove that the earth is corrupt and all men are sinful.
Have you forgotten that too?
Oh, you came to the right place, honey.
No.
You are sinful?
But you are something more.
The most.
At least I'd hoped you were before this heavenly transformation.
Because
he has changed my partner to a dove, a tame, cooing dove, soft and weak and full of love for her fellow men, the old and the weak and the unimportant. You should love your fellow men, you. Your fellow men loved you, didn't he? People held out their arms to you and said, he has love and life and laughed and everything a woman wants, didn't they?
Oh, you know they didn't.
I know they didn't. But who else? I saw the real Anna. The heart shining brightness of you. There have been women like you before. They became conquerors, queens, empresses.
Oh, Torsten, this is 1941.
Oh, I apologize, I forgot. It is
1941.
Yes! Around 5 o'clock.
That'd be lovely.
Today or tomorrow. No, no, no. Nice in the living room.
Sure.
And I could be greater than any bar he has ever been.
If you see what I'm doing, it might be a good idea if you...
You thought that I was concerned about my pits, that I wanted money, and that I'd...
Like a freezer.
...safely and comfortably like the other tame pigeons on this ancestral estate. No, Mianna, no. Now no one knows me. I played the charming, good-natured fellow, became a fool because I was waiting. I was waiting to find someone like you, who had also been cheated. Yes, God cheated you when he gave you that scar. He cheated me when that little boy was born to take away from me what was mine by right, because I can use this power.
For routine operations, and going up to 50 millisieverts in any one year if that's necessary for some reason. In emergency situations, the International Commission on Radiological Protection recommends that planning should occur within the range of 20 to 100 millisieverts, but that people shouldn't really see 100 millisieverts in one event unless it's totally unavoidable to save life or to save massive destruction of equipment.
How serious would those extremely high levels of radiation be for workers operating on the site?
Well, it looks as if it only lasted for a very short time. Certainly the one that was reported, which was 400 millisieverts an hour, which is a very high dose, seem to be only for a short time, but they certainly have had to evacuate workers at various times because of the radiation levels.
The concern being expressed was that a core group of workers still on site, working in shifts of 50, could develop acute radiation sickness.
If these crews are working for hours on end, how bad could that be?
Well, I believe the 400 millisieverts lasted for a short period of time as there was a release from reactor 4, but so that it didn't continue at that level for a long period of time. But if you worked for several hours at that level, then you would get to big doses of one sievert or above, which would start to cause acute radiation syndrome, and you'd have nausea, vomiting, and these sort of effects, and leading to reddening of the skin, hair falling out, and also compromising your immune system.
3 weeks. That's not very long. Wait and see, an awful lot can happen in 3 weeks. Who can say? You could run into a great guy. The man you've always desired.
Are free to open your Bible and turn
if you
to
really want him,
Paul, chapter 2, verse 28.
He'll cover you with kisses.
And it shall come to pass afterward,
like
that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters
shall
prophesy.
You feel sensations all over your body.
Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young
men shall see
visions. Must be wonderful. My name is Jennifer Perez, and I'm 15 years old. It's hard for a teenager like me to come to you and recognize my mistakes. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, you will help me and give me the strength that I need.
You shouldn't be scared.
First of all, I want to say
when his gentle feels
for the
so
honor
good.
And glory of my
and the more
Jesus
he caresses
Christ.
You,
then I don't
the more
want to
you
say
want.
Any doctrine of anything.
Is that
I
true?
Want to make
your senses
doctor.
Tingle. You I'm begin to feel warm all over your body.
About it all these months?
Doctor, she couldn't survive without taking morphine. After the operation,
yes, yes, you told me that, but where did she get it?
Dr. Gregg,
and when he stopped prescribing it?
I stole it for her.
Why? Instead of trying to help her, you did everything you could to make matters worse.
There'll be an investigation, a trial. I'll have to tell the police all about you.
No, please. No. 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 No.
Oh. Sister Mathieu, what are you trying to do?
It was a thing I could do. I couldn't stand to see her
stop
suffer.
It.
And she's all I have, Doctor. All I have, I had to do it. Don't report me, please. She has to be herself. I didn't know anything about it. I'll never even know anything. We could work together for years. I'll do anything you want. Anything.
Why should we deport those involved?
You must help me or I'll kill myself, Doctor.
They want to be loved. They have to be loved. The whole world. Everybody wants to be loved.
That day, I had a friend, and we were only friends. And he knew we were friends.
When I was 17, I could do anything. It was so easy. My emotions were so close to the surface. I am finding it harder and harder to stay in touch.
My parents weren't home because they went to a prayer meeting like every Friday. And I told them I wanted to stay because...
Where's the vibrator?
I was also mad that...
What's going on here? You're all crazy. You can't do this to me.
Listen. If I were you, I would shut up. We can, and we are. Now, if you're a good girl, you won't get hurt. You never know. You might even get off on it.
Are you going to rape me?
Seems that way. Listen, I told you this morning, this is your lucky day. You know, not every girl gets a chance to f*** me. Will you shut up and get on with it? Listen, girlie. You talk to me and me only, understand? I'm your lifeline here. The critical path for you runs through me. Now, Freddy over here tried to get you to cooperate. But no, you wouldn't listen. I might just ask. I want to know one thing. But I don't think you'd oblige me with an answer. Position six. I can't waste time beating around the bush. Where's the vibrator?
Vibrator.
You don't understand. Make her understand.
I live in a two-story house, and all the windows in my house.
Listen, we're not going to stop until you talk, and you can't talk until we stop. Oh, don't you bite me. Now look, make me feel good and I'll remember. Make me feel bad, I'll remember that too. But don't worry, I'll keep you posted on how I feel.
Freddy, you ass, you talk too much. Shut up so I can hear myself. Every time I think I can get someone to trust with a little responsibility, it's never true.
Hey, you can trust me, boss.
Every time I think I can count on someone, I get hurt.
Hey, you can count on me, boss.
Nobody takes care of anyone any good anymore. It's lucky I'm so strong. In the end, I suppose it's good not to care at all. But I can't help it. I get caught up in caring.
Why do you, boss?
Huh? Why do I?
Yeah. Why do you care? I mean, what do you care about?
I care about power. I want my power to run through my actions alone and not idiots like you, Fred.
I'm sorry. I'm carried away. I don't do anything.
You don't do anything, Fred. Now, I thought I told you to shut up.
Hey, I don't get it. I mean, what's the problem, huh?
I can't make my power work effectively through others. It's limited to me. My own control over my own actions. In the end, my inability to control the actions of others inhibits my ability to control my own actions. I found myself powerless. I can hate as much as I want. I want something as much as I like. Well, this humanity everywhere just gets in my way. Even though I only attach an abstract importance to my own will, since it has no real internal motivation, I cannot escape desire. You know, I actually feel completely and effectively trapped. Poor baby. You feel the same way too.
Oh. Oh, it feels good.
Ah.
of our enemies. It's important that you go back to work at multiple systematics. We need to maintain as many agents there as possible.
The trout farm is owned by Cortical Systematics?
Yeah. Their corporate slogan should be enemies of reality.
Someday soon, we will destroy trout farm and all game hogs inside.
We loved you.
Now that you have proven to be true and trustworthy realists. We'll be in touch.
I was already at the hospital. I saw the doctors and nurses all around me. When I was out of my body, I saw my body on the bed.
I'm looking for Darcy Nader. Is he here?
You know how you look at yourself in the mirror? You see yourself. You see a reflection of yourself. But I didn't see a reflection of myself. I saw my body there on the bed.
Hugo
People
Carlo.
Of the United States
is
of America,
Darcy Nader here?
Here is your president, George W.
He's
Bush.
He's in the back.
You want him? There he is.
Whenever she was, I was in heaven. The first thing that I saw was a great big wall. It was a white wall. It stretched out.
Ah, get back.
No, it didn't have no
impact. Is my true hero. He's who I look up to. He's who I follow in the footsteps of. If you want the truth.
In the Old Testament, Moses speaks of.
If you want to know
what I'm
about.
And
I ain't just a Texas boy.
Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective. A new world order.
Right beside the door, a little bit beside the door.
I pledge allegiance to the Illuminati, the United States of America, and to the National Republic for which it stands, one nation under Satan, with slavery and death to all.
I'm going to give this bitch what she deserves. They all deserve it. They all should be punished. All of them. Punished. Punished. They all should be punished. Punished. Punished.
As Vicky passed the bathroom, he saw Billy washing the mud from his face. So, it was Billy who had chased her through the woods.
Vicky listened. But she couldn't hear what Billy and Mary were saying. Why was Billy trying to frighten her? Vicky was certain that Mary had no part in Billy's cruel schemes.
Billy! Billy!
411 people lost their lives that day. Should have been 412.
Adam pleaded with Billy to be kinder to his sister. Billy, disgusted,
it nothing to live in
walked out of the room.
I'd stay off.
What? Real
well,
funny.
Billy decided he wasn't going to wait.
Since I'm going to die anyway, can I ask why there's still so much interest in this project? We know that the life form cannot be controlled.
Someone seems to think you found out more. I believe Tyler made sure you got a specimen. That way you could go on and continue with the work.
I'll tell you what we found. An extraterrestrial life form that simply wanted to learn.
It took over the minds and bodies of United States citizens and used them as a weapon against us.
Adam Kent.
I don't care if it comes from the Mideast or the moon. Terrorism is terrorism, and it must be stopped and dealt with quick and clean.
Why'd the government ask Tyler to weaponize it instead of just destroying it, huh? Now who's the terrorist?
It's threatened our way of life!
They fought back!
Do you realize that the specimen gets out? It will possess victim after victim. Until the entire human race is completely destroyed.
If we could win back its trust, can't you understand that?
I can understand this. You don't tell me where it is, I'm gonna blow your head off. I'll have this place picked apart brick by brick until we find it. Your choice.
Either way, I'm dead.
Well, then think of me as Gabriel at the pearly gates. You can choose heaven, or you can can choose hell.
You couldn't do it. Try it, but you couldn't do it. A brave captain. Wait until his men hear about this. How he rapes women with conversation. You're an animal, all right. But you're a possum. You haven't got any spine. You're nothing but a slimy possum.
Now that's possible. Perhaps I'm not everything I used to be. None of us are. What does that to people?
We didn't ask for that work.
And who did? We didn't tell you how to live.
The idea of the dude is...
Who are you to tell us to change our way of life?
It's considered impossible.
Your Mr. Lincoln's damn proclamation that created this.
Have a remarkable way of coming through.
Captain, every human being has to be free.
So who can save
and Negroes are human beings.
That Yankee lieutenant said that just...
According to Jewish law, it is forbidden to desecrate any place of religious worship. So if the Jews cannot...
It must be the eyes. At first I thought it was the mouth, but...
There can be an earthquake.
I see it more in the eyes.
The Arabs might decide to put it elsewhere. In any event...
You remind me of...
Those who believe...
Well, sometimes... The light is right. I see her. Like now. The lamp there. And that little shadow.
Over the last 2,500 years... The Babylonians, Persians, Greeks, Romans, the Turks.
Suppose I tell you about these creatures you want to set loose.
Never until the events of recent history, but the biblical prophecy
of small plantation.
When
I went to war,
it was
more six extra blacks.
Crisis of 1973.
Fresh from Africa.
The full meaning of Zechariah's prophecy was...
And when your armies came through, they freed all the blacks.
Jerusalem as a...
They freed my slaves too.
Some stone.
New one.
And said,
they
all
dumb.
The nations of the world gathered against it.
Didn't know what to do with themselves and how to feed themselves.
We can see very clearly.
Well, as I said, they were fresh from Africa.
With the world running out of cheap
fossil
fuels.
Lived in the woods like the animals they were.
Oil has become the most powerful economic weapon on Earth.
As
alternative sources of power run out.
When they got hungry enough.
Everyone will become totally dependent on Middle East oil.
Back to my farm.
As the industrial nations are brought to their knees by the power crisis, the Arabs will use their political power to try and gain control of Jerusalem and the holy places.
My little boy.
When they do this, Jerusalem will indeed become the
Jerusalem
stone prophesied by Zechariah.
They cut him up.
And all the nations of the world will become involved in the ensuing crisis. A crisis which will lead to the final battle of mankind. In the valley of Armageddon.
Damn.
Is our planet truly in mortal peril? Can there really be any substance to all those biblical prophecies?
Oh, yes, it's true.
In our investigations, we spoke...
When I got back, I saw some
of them.
Of course, they ran when they saw me, but they didn't run fast enough.
And
I got three of them. I guess they were too full to run
in
fast.
In 10-15 years,
I saw the front door was kicked in.
Before
went around the back.
Possible disaster.
And there they were, sitting around that fire, just eating away.
Who finds it hard to see how the human race
couldn't tell what part
bring
the body it was
bring the human
or who it was.
Much
see,
past the year 2000.
A cut up body looks like any other piece of me. Except for the head.
To midnight or
it never changes.
10 minutes to midnight is different.
Cannibals never eat the head.
I don't believe it. Emphatically not.
They drive a stake down into the ground.
I don't see it happening in that way.
Take
I'm not a fatalist in that respect.
No. Shove it.
Well, I think the
down
earth has been here too long to all of a sudden just get up and disappear.
I think we'll go on living forever and ever.
I think it'll always be civilization. Always.
We'll make it. I won't be here.
You get some rest. You'll find
is
that good
pride,
tomorrow.
Conceit or ignorance that makes us feel invincible before nature? What is it that gives us the idea that our time on Earth is infinite and without end?
The difficulty really is that so many people cannot absolutely envisage the possibility of the extinction of the race. As a matter of fact, my own brother says he can't envisage his own extinction.
Speaking as a zoologist, I can't really look at mankind as anything other than one of the many different kinds of creatures that I've examined. And, of course, one thing one knows immediately as a zoologist is that the human species one day will become extinct. I just don't want people to feel that they're here forever, that man is in some
now
way...
Now there's a familiar sound. Will it mean a sail?
Hello? Yes? Yes, ma'am, we may come. Yeah. No, madam, I'm sorry. I can't tell you what's wrong or how much it'll cost till I get there and see the set. If it's bad, we'll have to pull it. Sure, I'll come. What'd you say? Okay.
How many mistakes did you catch that service dealer making in one quick phone conversation? Let's check. He had a poor attitude to begin with and didn't give the impression of being polite in the conversation. He didn't sound happy to get the business. He didn't get the customer's full name, address, and phone number for his customer list. Although he shouldn't have been expected to diagnose the trouble over the phone, he could have listened to his customer and not cut her off rudely. The total price would, of course, depend on the extent of repair, and this could only be appraised after set inspection. But if it was a home call charge, he should have told his customer how much it was if she didn't know. There should have been a definite appointment made with a specific time mentioned. That's the best insurance that your customer will be at home and ready for you to do the job. 6 big mistakes in less than a minute. Let's try that routine again, but this time with a sales-minded man.
Morning, Ace Radio TV. Yes, ma'am, we specialize in TV service and make home calls. In the evening? Certainly, but only by special appointment. No, ma'am, I'm afraid I have another call to make then. But I could come over Saturday afternoon. Now, let's see, would Saturday afternoon at 3 be all right? Fine. May I have your name, please?
My child died because of you.
And your address,
my daughter. She died.
And your phone.
Because of you.
The following is a Worldwide Church of God presentation.
I'll kill you for this, Promclair.
Yes. All the people in this area know him by the name Vicomte Promclair. He was the former chief of the ranger in this part of the jungle. But later he was reported missing. It was during the war with Vietnam. We found out he's still alive. He created an empire of his own, given the name Cancun Empire. Presently, he is exporting drugs and cocaine to some other sea's buyers. He created an army called the Dracula. Mostly aborigines of the jungle tribes. They are ravenous for human flesh. With his money, he bought himself all sorts of modern weaponry. But this empire is easily shattered if Promclair is killed.
So he is a devil in human form.
And a bloodthirsty Dracula. What are we going to do now?
We're to dispose of them.
Yes. You're going to raid the main camp, bypassing the Draculas. This is the only way you can destroy the Empire.
Any route leading to the main camp?
Oh, yes. This is a place where Promclair presides. You have to go early tomorrow morning. 12 hours to finish the mission and occupy the camp, and by that time,
we'll be somewhere. Well, now, perhaps this is because we're afraid of the big question. Who is God? And where is God? Are, of course, the questions which so easily confuse our skeptical modern society. The Bible says
that's all
man
I need.
Is made in the image of God. But does that mean that God looks like you or me? Or Mr. Robertson round the corner?
As long as he doesn't
limited
look like
by the
you.
Physical things which limit you and I? Of course not.
Hooray.
We're dealing here with a problem of the imagination. Somehow, didn't bother earlier people. So strong and secure.
Government paid?
Simple in their making.
Of course they paid. There's German
then
warfare.
Then Japan was as
the
real
bomb,
a place
chemical
as
warfare.
Today America is.
Funny
you
money.
And I.
Special agencies.
They knew, of course, that there are certain things
they pay.
That don't do what I do.
They pay a lot better than they do in private research.
Yet they gave
for
words
reason.
And names to these things. Still
it's a matter of genetics.
Serious, warm, glow,
radiation, selective breeding.
Lonely and distracted.
They called it.
Latin voyage.
Angel.
Operation Razor Cheek.
Such a word. Lovers still use it when they talk to each other.
To destroy the river systems of the North Vietnamese.
Something.
Their goal was to
ladies
develop
and
a strain of this killer fish that could survive in cold water
Auditorium
and then breed at an accelerated
Festival
rate.
Festival 86.
Everything.
And now,
blank check.
The young ambassador.
And then, the war ended.
You sound disappointed.
They poisoned the water. After all that work.
But some survived.
We developed a lot of mutants, and a few of them were able to resist the poison. They ate their own dead. Then began to breed. Like some wild species. Suddenly there were hundreds, maybe thousands.
For tax dollars at work.
Well, that's science in the service of the defense effort.
Sure. You're spreading strains of bacteria in the subway system.
You put them in the river where they could kill people, including civilians and little kids swimming in the rivers.
I never killed anybody. If you want to talk about killing, you talk to your politicians, the military people. I'm a scientist.
Kids in the water.
What?
The dam. They let the water through every couple of days, you know, to keep the level steady on the new lake. Resorts down there, summer camp. Those kids, come on.
Immediately, it starts to make me dissociate. Because even though I don't have the ID, which is dissociative identity disorder, where the person breaks apart into separate personalities, I do have dissociative tendencies, where I somewhat black out, kind of. I don't often lose time, but I get stressed out and I am unable to control myself. I also had a lot of things done with my mouth. That's the one reason why when I go to the dentist, I have to be so drugged out that I'm almost not aware of anything. Because they would... Oh, they had this contraption that they would strap in. It was a metal piece that they would put in your mouth and keep your mouth open. And they could force you to do stuff like feces. All kinds of stuff. I was sleep deprivation was a big thing. Not allowing me to sleep for long, long, long periods of time. There is a great website out there. Lynn Shermer is a survivor, and she has drawn out a lot of the contraptions that were used. A lot of things were inserted into the head of my penis. Electricity was inserted into the head of my penis. You know, every nasty thing you can think of. You know, I know people who were raped by cattle prods, stuck up their bum with electricity in it. I personally don't remember anything like that, but it's hard to, as an adult, it's hard to really put it all together and put it in a way that actually is congruent so that you can explain it to people. Because
do you have to relive the emotions of it to go through it?
No, right now I'm dissociated, kind of just having this conversation. It's okay for me to talk. The emotions will probably come a little bit later. And that's why I'm very careful a lot of times of who I talk to this about, because the emotions can come back. You can have emotions, you can have body memories. For the longest time, I had problems with my genitals hurting constantly at the tip. And nothing was wrong. I would go to the doctor, nothing was wrong, nothing was wrong. And then through therapy, that was when I started to remember, well, wait a minute, they put things up that, I think it's called the urethra. And that's the reason why I have the problem, had the problems. And then when I remembered what happened,
body memories went away, and I haven't had problems.
There is such a thing as cellular level memory in your body.
Sure.
And, yeah, and that can really block your body. So maybe, hopefully this will, you know, help that. But when you were being taught to be the Antichrist, what was the significance of the pentagram?
I was always in the middle of the pentagram. I was regarded as a host. I was being raised to believe that something was going to inhabit me when I was an adult. It was not me, but a different entity. And I write about it in my book because, lo and behold, at 40 years old, I went through a phase where I ended up having what was called a shamanic extraction. Now, at the time, I thought I was either losing it, or I'm losing my mind, or my brain was starting to repair itself by living over something that I was believed was my destiny at the beginning. But basically what they did was that they would put me in the middle. Now, my sisters and brother were all on the outside.
That's not turkey.
And I show pictures in my book of Hummel Park, where they have a star, an inverted star, inlaid into the stonework of the pavilion where we did most of the sacrifices at Hummel Park.
There are 30-some years later, right?
Yeah, it's still there. It's still there.
Emu?
It takes some serious stonework to come up with a five-pointed star out of it.
Why don't they just call it that?
Oh, would you really buy it if they did?
No, I guess not.
Which one's yours?
Oh. Here, over there.
She's beautiful.
Thanks.
Oh, I mean, she's lovely. A real princess. Looks like they're friends already.
Hmm?
Oh, the boy, he's my...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, come on. I'm a little longer. Thanks.
Oh, it's humid today. I don't really mind it, though.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yeah.
Has she met all the princesses yet?
She has indeed.
Don't you think it's strange that princesses pretending to be someone else, hugging all these kids?
Yeah, I guess.
No wonder what age we stop wanting to do that. Hug a perfect stranger. I suppose they aren't really strangers now, are they? Everything all right?
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
Piles of trouble. You work
your necklace,
all your life.
Your necklace. I meant your necklace. Sorry.
You like it?
Yeah. It's
what?
I don't know. There's just.
It's so easy.
Something about it, though.
Aren't you tired of being a loser?
Come another time.
Come on, man. It's a chance. How many people ever get a chance?
Yeah. Wow.
She's gone. Checked out Saturday.
What the? Wait a minute.
Nothing in his car.
I think you found my
hidden. It must have taken her.
Hysterectomy.
Huh? Sorry.
I think we got a problem.
Here it comes again.
Sure. I don't know.
She'll bite the kids.
Okay, I don't know where to go.
Any signs of the package?
Oh, you like that, don't you?
Picked it up.
Thanks a lot, pal.
But he brought it right back.
He did what?
It was crazy, but he shipped it right back to El Paso to himself. Robert Brown, that's it. Is that any help?
Yes, operator. 213-469-9011.
Yeah, hold on. What a joke. You're welcome to stay. My husband will be back to live.
No, I think I better get going.
Hello? Ellie? Where the hell are you?
Myra, listen to me. I've left Desert Springs and I want you to do exactly as I tell you.
You know the princess?
I'm calling from a payphone. I don't have much time. You got any money?
Yeah, about $40. What? Why?
Rich Asian businessman.
Honey, I can't tell you too much right now, but we're going to have it made. Now, I want you to meet me in El Paso, Texas, Friday night. You understand?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, you get yourself a bus ticket, and I'll meet you there Friday night at 8 o'clock. You got it?
Come on, Ellie. You make it sound like it's life or death.
I'm joking.
Now, you listen to me. You get your tail down there, and you do it now.
Okay, I'll be there. 8 o'clock, Friday night.
And I'm warning you, Myra, I can't wait for you if you're going to be late.
I won't. You'll see.
Meeting you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honey?
Real blast.
You had it made. I'll see you, okay, little one?
Okay.
Is something wrong?
No.
You know, it's almost 5 o'clock. We must have fallen asleep.
Yeah, I guess we did. Myra! Are you coming back?
Come on, baby, let's go.
What's the matter? You got any money?
I guess so.
Myra, I'd like an explanation.
How much? I don't know, 100 or so.
Look, I'm going away for a while and I'm gonna need some bread, okay?
Where are you going?
Away!
I don't understand. What are you doing?
I'm taking some money for services rendered.
I'm not talking about the money. I'm talking about you.
Are you hard of hearing? I'm splitting, leaving for good.
I know it's awful being cooped up in a place like this.
Myra, let go of me. I'm going to meet Ellie.
But I'm sure it won't be for much longer.
She's no good for you. She'll only drag you down.
I must get away.
Stay with me.
What, you jealous of my
own sister? Oh, I spoke to Professor Austin.
She's a murderer.
He feels you're doing well, actually.
You said so yourself.
In this kind of clinic, you're bound to get.
But I'm not getting better because nothing's the matter.
They should know it. And I won't let you destroy yourself because of
her. They all assume that everyone has a mental illness.
I'll call the police.
Supposing I'm going because of you.
Why can't you love me?
Supposing I can't say your creepy hands all over me.
Aaron, no, you mustn't say that.
Hell, I know what you need. I'll call Harriet up here. He'll let her take care of a woman like you. Or don't you make it with men anymore.
You know good metal.
Just think of it, Diana.
We must forget about all that.
You and Harry together naked. You want to know how many times Harry and I made love?
When I became a woman, you stopped loving me.
You want to know how it feels to be with a young man?
But I began to look to other men for what I found.
All I wanted to do was to take care of you.
But there's nobody like you,
Peter. I wouldn't come close to you with a 10-foot pole.
Only you calm that
passion. You know what? You're sick. You're perverted. You like girls instead of
boys.
But don't worry. After I'm gone, you'll find yourself...
No, forget about all that. Or I won't come here anymore.
Because face it, you're a dyke. A lesbian.
Now calm down. Get a grip on yourself. I didn't come here to upset you.
All this love and kindness. So
look, Peter.
Is that the way you get all your
You don't say I'm mad. But you believe it.
I'm gonna tell the whole
world
that you're a goddamn queer!
You ran away from me, though I don't know what I did. I'm so lonely. In the meantime, I have to go on living shut up here with a bunch of real weirdos.
I'd better have a word with Osterman.
But why do you want to do that? Please, Peter, if you love me, let's leave together.
You must understand.
You don't need to explain.
I dare not tell Father.
It was all right to play love games as a child. But now we've both grown up, you can't. You're afraid of what people will say. But each day I die.
We'll talk about all that the next time I come to visit you.
Maybe it wasn't Joseph at all. How can that be? Come with me, child. There's one sure way to
Peter. Tell me I'm still beautiful.
You're perfect, Anne.
If you only knew what you mean to me, Peter.
It was indeed an attack of the demon. Your virginity was still the attack.
I feel so alone.
No, Anne. You must understand that anything we did as children is over.
Thousands of years ago, the Egyptian kingdom forced its cultural influence and power on the world as it was known in that
prove
epoch.
To the world his innocence. And every time he during came to the court, you were there by his side.
Wearing the double crown of white and red of Upper and Lower Egypt, Pharaoh Amenhotep ruled.
It was very tough. It was very hard for him. And,
it was a bad time
and even before that, this was all planned. It was part of a conspiracy, part of the American government the FBI to do an investigation for 16 years on Michael Jackson's. And for what? They found nothing. And they tried and tried and tried to bring him down to diminish his popularity. And that's what is so just unbelievably misunderstood by the world. It's like they put these allegations out there because they want the world to think that he did this. I know my brother. We know each other. My mother raised us to have God in our lives from the very beginning. Michael never would do such thing, but this was a way to put the world's focus on this while they're trying to steal his publishing, his catalog. He was so powerful in success. I just wish he would have embraced Islam, and I tried very, very hard because I think that would have been his protection. I was fortunate enough to have met someone named Ali Gamber back in 84, and then we made a journey in 89 to Bahrain and to Mecca, and that was my support and my guidance.
So was Michael Muslim the time he died?
He was studying a lot. His whole protection and his security were all Muslims, and he was ready to make that journey. And I feel that because my first trip, I brought him so many books, and he reads everything. But getting back to the whole trial, this was all a conspiracy, and they finally said, we got him.
So the government and the U.S. was behind that conspiracy?
I feel that the investigations, to investigate someone for 17 years, you don't have anything on them, and you leave the investigations open. They have ways of doing things. That's why the system is what it is. And that's what disturbs me, because now they just released all these FBI files, and they say they found nothing.
Yes, right. I read the report. It's there on the internet, and they have nothing against
him. They
have
nothing against him from the very beginning. Do you know how this would have made him feel while he was alive to show? But the reason why they didn't release these, because it would have helped him.
Yeah.
Maybe different with mentally, his image, his whole demeanor to people who wanted to believe these ugly things.
Yes.
So they knew what they were. So now they release him while he's dead, because they want him out of the way. And so I'm speaking like this because I'm very disturbed. I'm very disturbed in the system. I'm very disturbed in the way things were handled, because he became so successful. His kindness became a threat.
Why? Why he was a threat?
Because that's the way it is in this world. He's not interested in politics. He's not interested in anything but helping people. That's it.
I want you to take us back to the moment when the judge announced not guilty on 13th of June 2005. Tell us about that moment. What did Michael do? What did your mother do?
Well, what had happened was, when we went to the courthouse for the final, let's start over. The judge told us, we're going to read the verdict on this day. And if Michael Jackson is not in this courtroom in 45 minutes, he's going to jail. He told to us.
For 20 years.
He's going to jail regardless. That's what they told us. So, in other words, if we're late and he's not here, he's going to jail. And so what happened was, we got the call, and we were all at the ranch ready. So Tito and myself, we put on our clothes really quickly, and Michael was in one of the SUVs with my sister Rebe, and she was kind of consoled him, and he was just beating his leg in telephone. Why are they doing this to me? And they really thought he was going to jail, but see, Allah is so good, because his good and his innocence. It's what freed him. It's not money. It's material. He's a good soul. That's what freed him.
Yes, he was.
That's what freed him. So they told us there's only 6 seats. Every trial, but you didn't see certain family members there because the judge did not want to show
and the American media didn't want to show my entire family sitting there supporting their brother. They wanted to make it seem like some of us weren't interested because they only gave us six seats. It's more than six family members in my family.
Yes, sure, they know
that. So this is the American system. This is what they do, right? This is what they did to us.
He was a warrior. He faced them.
Yes.
And he was acquitted from all the charges.
So Janet and I weren't allowed in the courtroom because there were no more seats. So we went upstairs, and we were sitting in a room. And I hear all this cheering. And I walk over to the window and I see this lady released a dove and I said, what's going on? But that's very positive. Then I find out later on every count, a dove was released.
Yes.
They wanted to put him away forever because they didn't want the good that he was doing. And they just didn't want Michael Jackson out there no more for whatever reasons. And the good that he's done all over the world and the message in the music and the type of person that he was and still will always be is going to free him. Because they tried, but that goes to show you that Allah is stronger than the judge, is stronger than the allegations, everything they tried to put against him.
Yes. So after that, you advised him to leave the U.S. and go to the Gulf to Bahrain?
I told him he needs to get out of here because they're trying too hard to do something to him. They're trying too hard. And so he went to Bahrain, and which I found to be a wonderful place, a very peaceful place. And I wanted him to stay there and to be there. And he came back to the States, and I guess he was getting ready for these shows, for the O2 shows. And I was very excited because he was getting ready to do what he loved to do, entertain and create. And it's just that he was so excited to sell 50 shows and to be ready to get back on the stage and to really give people what he's put on this earth to do, is entertain and make people happy. And all of a sudden, the last night, when they were saying goodbye, and some of his last words, I mean, you saw it.
He's concerned about when he held the hands of others.
He's concerned about the planet. Before the Al Gores, before the Oprah Winfrey's, the Obamas, it was Michael Jackson that people looked up to because of his message and his music and what he was put on this earth to do.
Someday I'll be free of my immobility. I'll heap all my hate of the centuries onto the world. My dearest Amarna will also return to me and we'll be united in the world of the unknown. My descendants will carry out my will.